This is the Cricket Minute and I'm Dr. V. Today is 25th November. Overrate in cricket has always been up for debate. Starting this December, ICC will be putting new rule in trial until April 2024. Before we talk about the new rule, let's dig deeper about the overrate in general. What is overrate in cricket? An overrate is the average number of overs bowled per hour by the bowling team in cricket. Overrate is not just for white ball cricket, it is applicable for test cricket too. As per the ICC playing conditions, in test matches, 15 overs needs to be bowled in 1 hour. In ODI, 50 overs needs to be bowled in 3.5 hours. And in T20s, 20 overs needs to be bowled in 85 minutes. There are similar rules for the 100 also. I'm still not in agreement to consider the 100 as proper cricket. I'm ignoring it for now and will focus on the three core formats, the Test, T20 and ODI. How is the overrate calculated? Precisely, overrate is the number of overs bowled divided by the number of hours of play. Typical allowances that are excluded when calculating the overrates are: number 1, wickets taken, typically 2 minutes per wicket. Number 2, drinks breaks, usually 4 minutes per drink break. DRS reviews, treatment for injuries and other reasons such as weather, last ball, ball change, etc. The current penalties associated with slow overrates are: captain and players are fined with some portion of their match fees. In the past, captain was also suspended for future matches if two or more slow overrate events occur in a single year. Sourav Ganguly, MS Dhoni, Jason Holder and Alistair Cook and others have been suspended on this account. Glad this rule is no longer in place. Deduction of points. For example, Australia and South Africa lost some crucial points in the WTC Championship for bowling slow overs. Only 4 fielders are allowed outside the 30-yard cycle instead of 5 if the over starts after the stipulated time. That's a big deal. To add to all these things, as per wisdom, ICC will be putting a new rule in trial between this December 2023 and April 2024. According to the new rule, a 5-run penalty will be imposed the third time a bowling team fails to be ready to bowl the next over within 60 seconds of completing the previous on. The match officials, the third umpire especially, will have a stop clock to check the time taken between the overs. We recently saw Angelo Matthews penalized for slow arrival in the form of timed out. Now bowlers will be put into the same rigor. Tennis already has similar shot clock rule of 25 seconds between points. I believe this is a welcome change for cricket. There is no doubt this is a great step in maintaining the pace of playing time and to address intentional slow over rates. A perfect teamwork and collaboration, especially with the captain and bowler, is mandated to ensure the field setup takes into account the 60 seconds interval between overs. West Indies versus England series will be of more interest now as this new rule will be in place in that bilateral series for the first time. That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening and see you in the next.